Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, June 16th. Higher across the board here, except in Chicago wheat. We've got July corn up 2.25 cents at 331.5. December corn up 2.75 cents at 344.25. This on yesterday afternoon's crop progress report, where the good to excellent condition in corn dropped 4 percentage points from 75 down to 71. A lot of this further out west, you had Colorado's condition drop 26 points from 52% down to 26%. Nebraska down 12 points from 83 to 71%. So there is some rain forecast for those drier areas over the end of this week and into next week. We will have to see if those rains hit. And if they do not, we may see a little more fear in the hearts of the funds who are still short 300,000 contracts in the corn. We also have the corn holding above the 20 and 50 day moving averages, so that is another factor keeping those big fund short positions, I think, maybe just a tad nervous if we don't get those rains. Taking a look at wheat, we had July down 0.25 cents, 504.5. Kansas City July up 0.25 cents at 446. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2.5 cents at 517.5. We had winter wheat 15% harvested versus 7% last week, 15% on average. Good to excellent, 50% down 1 from 51. Spring wheat 81% good to excellent versus 82% last week. In soybeans, we had July up 2.5 cents, 871.5. November up 2.5 at 878.5. Pretty critical point there in the July contract. You have the 100-day moving average, which comes in right around 871.5 there. So if we can get above there and stay, that would be another bullish factor on the charts to get the funds maybe to start adding to the long position they have net in the soybeans, about 20,000 contracts. And any of those net that happen to be on the short side of things might want to look to start to cover there. Soybeans 93% planted versus 86% last week, 88% on average. Good to excellent in the beans, unchanged at 72%. As I mentioned regarding the weather, it is a drier out west, a little bit hotter there. Temperatures may be moderating, and there are some scattered showers forecast into late this week and early next week. All depends on whether or not those showers do hit. Outside markets also supportive here. We've got the Dow up over 900 points in overnight trading. That's about 2,000 points above yesterday's lows. So things are turning around a bit. The Fed now, I think, is going to be buying corporate bonds here rather than just ETFs. And the market obviously likes that, so we've got a rally there. Crude oil is up $1.30 a barrel, $38.42. That's almost $4 above yesterday's low when things were looking that bad at $34.36. And we've got the dollar down just 4 ticks at $96.61. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.